yes, the question is karma.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and so when we started this chapter, we started because we wanted to gauge our progress and we wanted to know
where
we are. And then we finished reading it and we finished just a little bit so that we realized that we are just in the process. I mean, I'm thinking for myself, I know I'm just at the beginning. It's actually just me, at least I'm at the beginning. But I know I'm only at the beginning and it's a very long path we still have to go through. And even though I know all this, I find that, and I yearn towards it, I aspire towards it, but I find that so many times it happens that the very thoughts which we know are wrong, which we know are different, the very thoughts which are inspiring, the emotions we want to detach ourselves from, so they just come under the surface. And by you see your, that they come, you know not the thing. And you know it's going to be, you know, absolutely contrary to your progress. So how do we face that event? And also, I find on the movement of a family which is very, very demanding because I'm a very small child and his demands are almost continuing. And I don't have any confidence with him. I have to continue to lose my patience. I have to continue to lose my husband. And I just want to know, is it okay? I mean, is it, I have to fulfill this. But I know that in my mind, this is what I'm going to take in the program. So what should we do? How should we balance? How should we safeguard ourselves? How should we?
You know, there are three things to be done simultaneously. First of all, you spoke of the responsibility. Now, each responsibility has a meaning and has a connection with your soul. So, if you undertake every responsibility as a part of the discovery of the soul and the discovery of God's will, then every activity that you do in discharge of responsibility will give you an inner quietness. So this is from action you go to quietude. The other is from quietude you go to action. You must find some time every day when you are really by yourself after discharge of all your responsibilities. And then you can really go within yourself. Now, when you go within yourself, as you said, many ideas come, many emotions come, and there is a whole scenario of life before you, which becomes more visible, even more active, exactly when you are trying to withdraw yourself from it. Then you discover which is the most dominant at that given moment, out of all the scenarios that are present. In that dominant domain, you will find one of the three problems or all the three of them. One is the need of clarity of thought with regard to some problem or the other. The second you will find a certain weakness of emotion which needs to be corrected. And third, you will find that some kind of imperfection in some discharge of some responsibility. These are three deficiencies that you will discover in regard to a dominant domain that is uppermost at this moment. Now, if it is a question of clarity of thought, whatever thought is present in your mind at present, which is guiding you in action, you present it to a higher life in you. And allow the higher life to radiate itself without your building up any thought. Either the thought becomes clearer at that time, or in due course of time, that deficiency of thought, unclarity of thought, will become clearer. This is the method of throwing light from above. If there is a deficiency of emotion, then we intensify the inner sense of sympathy with everybody. Look at the whole world with sympathetic eyes. This is one of the Vedic methods. To develop the eyes of a friend and look at the whole world with friendly eyes. And when you look at the world with friendly eyes, our deficiencies of emotion begin to become strengthened. And we come out much more purified. If there is a deficiency in activity, then you need to have a program of chiseling. You know that when diamond is cut and chiseled, it becomes very bright. Now, chiseling is often done by doing. But before doing, there must be a will to do it. So when you are alone in a state of looking at yourself, you take a resolution that this is the point which requires chiseling, and you will do it while performing the action. So this is a threefold method to place your obscurity of thought under the light, you look at the whole world with friendly eyes and the resolution to chisel your activities or capacities of action, normally these processes in regard to each one requires at least 7 repetitions. So one has to be patient and but you will see that as you begin to grow and develop and the mastery will begin to awake. In fact, these 3 processes are the processes of 3 yogas. The first is Jnana Yoga, the second is Bhakti Yoga, and third is Karma Yoga. But these 3 processes are the basic processes to put an obscurity in the searchlight of a higher luminosity. To put every emotion under the X-ray of the friendly eyes and put every deficiency of action under the hammer of chiseling action. These 3 processes, can you repeat them again and again and again and again and again? In fact, these 3 processes are the best method of entering into the process of super transformation. Alright? You have another question? I think what you need to do is to take off 1 or 2 days, that exclusively. I don't know whether you have a chance of doing it or not, but take off 1 or 2 days. Walk in a beautiful garden, very slowly and leisurely. On and on and on and on and on. Without any anxiety of what is to be done, what is not to be done. Or if you feel anxiety, first finish whatever you are anxious about and then go for this walk. So that nothing is pulling you back. You are really in a state of complete leisure. And then imagine that you are walking into a cave. Where there is nothing to be afraid about. It's a safe cave. By such a continue this until you are tired and you want to rest. sit on a bench or wherever, if you are hungry, take your food. If you have got it with you. If you feel like lying down, do so. When you are rested, again repeat the same exercise. After some time, you will really feel extremely light. Then you sit down very quietly, and in that state, concentrate upon the heart, on the solar plexus. And then imagine that you are walking into a cave. There you are actually walking. Now here you are entering into a cave. And on and on and on, remembering that your psychic being is not merely 1 inch deep, but fathoms deep, very, very far in the depth. And as you will go on moving towards this depth, you will feel the touch, a vibration of sweetness, or a vibration of happiness, if not sweetness. Or you will hear something very deep coming from within you. It may not be a sound, but you will have something prompting you. Sometimes it comes in the form of a command, which opens up the path of your next stage of your development. Or else, you will feel that presence. A great presence, effortlessly, without imagining. And in that presence, you seem to be a small little figure in the background of a huge presence. A sense of devotion or surrender will automatically surge up in that situation. And thirdly, we will feel as if knots of the mind are loosened. Various emotions are purified. Even the body feels some thrill or also purified. This is the condition in which the purity of the soul comes straight on the surface without obstruction. If you repeat this even over a month, you will see how much exalted you will be. All right?